The best tea in the city.
Welcome to the show. Today, Bona, is Witness Day at Dry and Annaling Consciousness. Yeah, it's okay to have fun, but we also need to sober up and focus on societal issues. And I thought, let's do that. And I like how this topic came about, because as you read your newspapers and you read online, you find a lot. That's the beauty about, you know, what technology has given us. And I read an article on Independent Online. I'm giving them props, because they do give us props when they have found great content on this show. So for that, I will give you the props. Thank you, Independent Online. A few weeks ago, actress and comedian Tiffany Haddish came out with a bold statement saying women should withhold sex until there is social justice. And many, and already you are arguing, that social injustice doesn't necessarily have anything to do with sex. But if you look at the gatekeepers, if you look at the perpetrators of social injustice against women, you will understand exactly what Tiffany say. Unfortunately, women continue to be attacked at the hands of men. And society, what does society do? Does little about it. Then maybe when women come together as one force, and to use a simple, and I'm saying this carefully, use a simple instrument to bring forth justice, to withhold sex, things may change sooner than we think. No more dessert, no more bone and soup for supper, no fish and chips for lunch. Sorry. Imagine the impact of this. It will start even at the number one citizen of this country, the president. But aye, Papa. Ramaphosa, Rapospugnam, until the social justice. Just imagine, can you just allow yourself to imagine the impact of this one act? Can you imagine the frustration at the charge office in the police station when she walks in and says, hey, he beat me. And this man who's about to open this file has been deprived for a good 3 weeks. Do you think he will say, Marasis, wins in? Never. He'll be like, yeah. OP. I'm denied my conjugal rights because of culprits like him. Do you think? I think this will work, but I don't know. What do you think? I read it and I was like, whoa. Because this will finally be a unified solution to anger and frustration against femicide, GBV, rape, you name it. If we deprive men who are in the majority in leadership, in law enforcement agencies, in courts, you name it. Deprive them, withhold sex, until there is social justice. Do you agree? Can this one act bring about that much needed change? What do you think? Engage with this thing. Engage with it. Yes, on a witness day, for that, even better. Hashtag no sex until social justice. As we sip the best tea in the city. No sex until social justice. I am shocked. You are not agreeing with Tiffany Haddish's suggestion. Women says, awa, and easy. And another question, but does this apply to sex workers too? And others were, no. This will create angry men. I'm like, what? Are we then saying, guys, men lack self-control even when it's for the common good? Because remember, when you withhold sex, it's agreeable. It's like we're saying we are all going celibate until social justice is delivered. until femicide, until GBV numbers are, we're flattening the curve, not even dropping the curve. Are we saying that cannot be done? Awalin. Eh? Marakula RT, I don't see that working. One, women love sex. Two, we can never stand together to fight for what is harming us. Chiban. Excuse me. Are we saying women will never be unified? Unified for this common cause. Men, are you therefore saying, hurry, all men lack self-control? Because that's the suggestion. Mm-mm. We need to handle this thing. Come on. I think Tiffany Haddish is onto something. We just need to think and wrestle with this thing. Nora are nandis. Tiffany must try something else. Never. Hashtag no sex until social justice. I have 30 spoons, and at this rate, Hakisho, should I even say them? But I'm gonna. Coming up, let me give you 3 teaspoons on no sex until social justice.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city. Kaya FM 95.9.
These are the 3 teaspoons on why women should withhold sex from men. One, you'll be sending out a strong unifying message. Politicians make speeches, there are marches by lobby groups, but still, the scourge continues. If there's one act that can easily unify all of us against spousal abuse and GBV, femicide, you name it, is no sex until social justice. Two, this is one movement that will hit home. If there's one thing that we all know, that is that men hate it when you disturb their peace. When he gets home, he wants his sanctuary as is. But with this no sex movement, he'll be forced to act swiftly to bring the scourge to an end, but rallying those as well around him to bring perpetrators to book and to call each other out when they misbehave. It hits home. The last teaspoon of the 3 teaspoons on why women should withhold sex from men for social justice: to save the next victim. I mean, apart from the big 5 and the beautiful beaches, South Africa is now known as the GBV capital of the world. There is a woman being victimized as we speak. So to save the next victim, withhold the conjugal rights until men in power and in law enforcement do something about it. And this strike must continue as long as it takes. You don't agree? Do you have a better solution? There's a movement that Tiffany Haddish is suggesting that we should embark on if we were to change social injustices against women. And it comes as well, and Mpofani just shared this, said in 2009, Kenya went into a sex strike. It was a non-violent protest put together by women of Kenya, which involved thousands of them. And these were wives of both prime ministers and presidents who needed to make a change, and they had this strike for 7 days. The goal of the strike was to revive Kenya and fix the bickering in the political space. So can you imagine if this was successful in Kenya in 2009 over just 7 days? What more can be done here? Should we say no sex until social justice for 3 months? You look shocked.
Yeah, well, I think it's quite complicated, and I don't think, while I agree that we need a permanent solution, I don't know if this would work. I think we using sex as a weapon to get what we need, I don't think it's gonna work, in a sense that there'd be a lot of people who feel deprived, and already there are so many people who feel entitled to women's bodies, even though they are not deprived. So I don't know if that would work. And I think it's, yeah, I agree, but I don't know if it would work. I don't know.
Doesn't that speak to consent?
I mean,
as well?
Yeah, in a sense, Uncle T. But I mean, as it is, no one is saying don't take what doesn't belong to you. Mm. But people are doing it, you know. Whether we're fighting for freedom and we're fighting for our bodies, this is what we need. We rightfully need to be respected. But if now we have to use sex as a weapon to say, I'm using this, you know, as a negotiation, just so you don't do this to me, I don't know. I hope that makes sense.
You're making perfect sense. I do agree with Okinelo. I really don't think it would be the solution. I feel like it would make the problem worse, because before we address the main problems of already respecting women as a woman and obviously reducing the rape cases, it's not going to make it better. It's just going to make men feel like aggressive about it, because obviously they're not getting it. And sex is something that both genders enjoy. Why should it be the women that teach men how to behave? Shouldn't they just behave like how they are supposed to behave? Respect.
Hashtag no sex until social justice. What do you say? No sex until social justice. No sex until social justice means a sex strike. Liberia held one. Janelle Monae also called out for one. Thank you, Ayob, for that. And Spike Lee has a movie called Chirac. It shows what no sex until social justice can achieve. I think that's one thing we should wash over this weekend. Okay? All right? I'm baffled, T. Especially people that are saying rape cases will increase should we institute this strike. This means some of these women are dating or married to rapists. Withholding sex is not the reason for a person to start raping. If he does, it means you've always been with a rapist. I'm very concerned about how women view men. Not every man is a rapist. To say men will start raping because of a sex strike, it's actually defamatory. Ooh. Volume! What do you say? What do you say? Send me a voice note. 0636880959. If you just joined us, yes, we're talking about a sex strike. An idea put to our head or brought forward by an article written by Independent Online on Tiffany Haddish. Tiffany Haddish, the actress / comedian, says women must withhold sex until those in power, those in law, and in society in general do something about the social injustice against women. I was like, what? Yes, she said it. What do you say? Do you agree? Can this act bring about change? For how long should the strike go for? Unati?
Darling.
Do you think a sex strike might work?
Woo, Tabo! You know, it's such a spiteful question, this question of yours.
Right?
I mean, can I just put it out there? And this is just me, and me not being a responsible broadcaster. You're asking me as a woman, Mosne?
Yes.
Tiffany Haddish must shut up.
Haibo.
Ay, Tabo. I've gone through way too much to be told not to have sex. Like, where does she get off?
Akira, she's saying there's a lot of social injustice against women.
We know this.
And the lawmakers all around the world.
Yes.
What are they? Men or women?
Mostly men.
And when you go to the justice system.
Yeah.
Who are at the forefront or at least leading the pack?
Mm-hmm.
Men.
Okay.
So, this is my interpretation. I'm not saying that's what she's saying. This is my interpretation of what she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, when you withhold sex, and as Unati, the first lady,
yes,
he can't help but say, hold on, there is a movement, and you're not holding it without consent, because he also says, I'm buying in. But that doesn't necessarily negate the fact that he will be frustrated.
And me. So, de be frato. This is my point. Like, no, guys. Okay. No.
Because you know what? You know why it made sense?
Oh, it makes sense to you?
Yes.
Okay.
Here is one unifying point that all men and women can gather around,
yes, right,
to solve the scourge against humanity. Because GBV, femicide, is a scourge against humanity. So here's the one unifying point that we can all agree on. And I
Well, not all, Thabo, because some men aren't into women and some women aren't into men. So let's not be fully inclusive in this.
I'm being inclusive in saying that you withhold, regardless of what, but whether you are a woman in a homosexual relationship, you still withhold because you feel we need to be in solidarity. Right?
Miss me, guys.
Hi.
No, miss me. Because miss me, like I'm actually speechless because this, like, it's no. Miss me. Sex is such a wonderful part of intimacy in any relationship, right? And I get the thinking behind it because of the kitty power, and we know that the kitty is very powerful. Mm-hmm. And I know there was one of your listeners went on about, but is what's between our legs more important than what's between our ears? We all know kitty power, so let's not even debate, is it right or wrong? It's there. Kitty power is there, and it's my kitty power. You know what I mean? If we're going to reason and have real conversations about social justice or whatever, my daughter, start talking, Nina.
But is it working?
Well, Rome wasn't built in a day. I think
politicians are talking and giving speeches. There are so many marches. Are they delivering? No. A social movement.
I think we place too much responsibility on government. I think it starts within.
Thank you.
With us.
Thank you. And this one hits home.
No,
this one hits home.
Ganke, guys, go home. Me, I'm having sex. 17 minutes.
You know what I nearly said.
No,
Barney.
Hey! Man, boozy nonsense. Respect me, Thabo. No, Barney. What a question. Oksalayo, me, this Scorpio and Xhosa woman is not going to abstain.
You wouldn't join this movement?
No, miss me.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I'm shattered.
And it's freedom of choice, wasn't it? No one's going to judge me or like come attack me now.
No, of course not. But listen, I mean, Ginelo had the same opinion.
Yeah,
JJ
she's me.
Also.
She's
and then so many
me.
Other women and men are saying the same thing. And that's what I'm saying. Remember, this is a beautiful debate, and that's what I bring to the show every day.
Yes.
Let's talk about these issues. And I'm not saying we must agree. No. In fact, the more we disagree, the better.
Take a sip of this. Sip of this. The best tea in the city, only on Kaya FM 95.9.
Hi, T. I'd like to stay anonymous. It's easy to say that withhold all these rights until we achieve social justices. There are no social justices in my household, so why would I do that? And besides, if I decide to withhold, there are many other women who would say, come, Baba, I'm ready for you. They will never suffer. Men will never suffer. Only the women will suffer. So it will actually be worse for women.
Hello, Malumeti. Ke kopa go ba anonymous. The wound right now is so raw. Me being a victim of GBV, that is a catch-22 situation. I don't want to lie. It might not even help. When this thing got worse, I decided to keep it away from him. No sex. I moved to my daughter's bedroom for about 3 months, from February this year, February, March, April. By May, he was mad. He was mad. He was even worse. He was even just, you know, not keeping up with the... what do you call it? Because I made this protection order against him while in the house with the kids. But he wasn't even adhering to that. It made everything worse. I even had to move out of the house by June the same. So this is my 3 months moved out of the house where ends are not meeting. But keeping away the sex for... African men doesn't work. It made him mad. And we shouldn't forget, Hore, there are those ladies, Hore, they're in a business for sex. So you keep it away from him. And he goes away, go business in ill. So hence I'm saying it's a catch-22 situation. It might solve, it might not. T. to me, it never worked out.
Hey, today's topic, honestly speaking, it sounds like it's easy. It sounds like it's a joke, or sounds like it's fun. But when you really look closely and deeply, you realize it's a possibility, actually. But the strength lies in unity. If we can unite, and it's just not a woman's battle for this. However, with like any idea, it needs to be championed by someone. And if women of this country, who are the victims of all social injustices, say, we are going to institute and stage a sex strike as of this day to this day. Men and brothers and so on who support and see our plight, can you stand with us? Then I believe it can be done. Because it's the very same woman who says, I don't want my other sister from another mother be a victim of this. Hence, I'm going on a strike, on a sex strike. And that's why I said, I think Tiffany Haddish had a great, or a good idea, at least, to say there's a way of unifying us beyond politics without even giving power to politics, and actually stripping politicians of power as a nation, as society. And that's what I thought. No sex until social justice. Oh, that could be a movement. Let's see if you'll still say the same thing during the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence and children. I'll see you tomorrow.
The best tea in the city. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Kaya FM 95.9.